I'll go to the through the door to the west.
Okay.
Go through another door to the west.
Okay.
I'll go through the westest door to the north.
Okay.
I'll go through the southwest door, and so I'm in that hallway.
Southwest door?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The west door.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I go up to the first door I see to the east.
Right.
I go through that.
You're in the 10 by 20 room?
Yeah, I checked that whole 10 foot wall.
Which one? The back one?
Yeah.
Okay, you find a secret door. Roll the one. Okay. It's 40 by 50.
Explain.
What do you mean?
Well, how? Because there's a gap here.
Okay. Start at northern corner, 50 feet from the wall.
Okay.
Go down 40 feet.
Alright.
Go across 50 feet.
Okay.
There should be one gap.
Yeah.
10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a door to that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no other doors in here. And this be, just by name, we know it be strange rooms. Okay,
what?
Odor of exotic perfumes. Sitar music? What's a sitar? I know what a guitar is with an I.
It's what a bar is.
No, that's a guitar. G-I-T-A-R.
Well, it's like a little bit.
That's what a guitar is with an I. Large brocade pillow lying 20 feet off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That means at ceiling.
Mm.
Okay, this would be exotic temple. There'd be fireplace in the back of the room. There'd be two statues.
I'm
gonna
go dispel magic. I got the statue number one.
Okay, you go dispel magic. Pillow not stop flying.
Have a magical
arrow. Guess what it do?
What?
Bet you can't. Too many possibilities.
What are you doing?
There'd be 12 times 8 possibilities.
96 possibilities.
Okay. Okay, you feel like giving your whole sack of money to statues.
No, I don't.
You did, as a matter of fact.
My whole sack, or just the money?
The whole sack of holding.
He absorbed it?
No, he didn't absorb it. But he's starting to walk away with it.
No, I don't do that. I go dispel magic.
No, you feel compelled to give him the sack of money. And you have to wait out. What suggestion time? Give me duration of suggestion spell.
I don't beat it. I don't make my saving throw. Did you add the
two?
Level and the...
It doesn't matter. You got a 2.
Oh,
plus
I'm gonna look it up.
You have less time to chase after.
Okay.
See, because I figured you probably have to go home at 8:30.
Six turns to a level.
Oh. How does that work? Does he not have the ability to do it? There's gotta be something that he would want to do. You feel compelled to sort of give money to God, so you put it by altar and then you leave.
The whole sack?
You leave room. You go out through secret door, which you find immediately. Well, it took you one turn to find that. We have one walk ahead of us. Okay.
Oh,
now I know what you feel. Then you feel compelled to go over altar and take out dagger and stab yourself, because that's what he'd do if he beat statue and he puts a cultural thing. And that means that you get another saving throw until you pass it. That means you'd be out of spell. I mean, you take money back, you see. Because that's what he would do, because I was figuring he not want money, so therefore he give it to Quetzalcoatl. If he gives shit to Quetzalcoatl, Quetzalcoatl bloodthirsty god, so he'd say, you die too.
Okay, that's his touch number two.
Do not mind.
What else is he doing?
Okay. You see statues start to move stone lips again.
No, I don't. I got minor glow of invulnerability.
How long that take?
That takes 6 seconds.
How long does the suggestion take?
7.
We better come. You find, but we look. Suggestion is his first level spell, isn't it?
Not
spell.
Yeah.
It is. So it's first.
It's not first. It's third. Okay,
3 seconds.
And we look up how much time
up. But we want,
no,
go
looking
for another. You make saving throw,
no matter. Oh, okay.
So then what you do?
I go kill statue.
What you do to statue?
What else is in the room? Anything?
The floating thing.
Is that it? I'll bring it down.
How?
Okay, then. I'll clairvoyant to go and be inside.
Mm-hmm. Then carpet.
What?
Then carpet.
Okay. No hurt. To levitate and we catch it.
Okay.
And catch?
You caught it. Now what you gotta do with it?
Am I flying around?
No, you levitate it.
Alright, I unlevitate.
Well, levitate, you can control your height.
Okay.
So you control your height to the ground. Okay. You can't hang on the door.
Try again.
Still can't. You're not gonna be able to do it.
No.
It's stronger magic than levitators.
Okay, if I hurt it, can I mend it?
Mending is non-magical.
What?
Mending is non-magical.
Okay.
For non-magical items. You have to say mending, not magical. What you need is command word.
Yeah. Okay, I got the statue. If you give me the command word to that, I'll give you some money or whatever you want.
And he said nothing.
You got the other statue. I'll go to the one who tried to suggest me.
That was the one I was talking about.
Suggested to talk to
you. Okay, it says, hello, what do you want today? I am Mr. Statue. I work in the temple of Quetzalcoatl. What do you want?
I wish to know. I will offer Quetzalcoatl some money if you tell me the command words to that hello to the carpet.
He says, well, maybe. Let's see if I know. I do.
Okay.
They are by Cinderhawk. That's with an S. That makes it fly.
Mm-hmm.
And by cinder hop down makes it come down.
How much does Quetzal Coatl want?
He says Quetzal Coatl wants 500 gold pieces for a cobalt.
So
we go, Mr. Character. We say, this has been a race for me. No.
By Cinder, huh?
Yeah. Then, single.
Put it in back.
So you put it in back? Okay.
Ride it.
Yeah, I'll say that'd be a better idea, because that goes a lot faster and we can walk.
Okay.
And we say, we find out what kind of car could it be. Because we gotta figure out how many people it can hold.
Well, it can hold
a coffin
through.
Oh, easily. It's 5x7. But it can hold about 3 persons. And it can move 300 feet a turn.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, 30 inches is 3,000 feet a turn.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Well,
10 foot squares, yeah. It can move 30 feet, 300 feet a turn. But compared to you can only move about 90, I mean, around. You can only move about 90 feet. Which is stupid, because in a minute you can walk a lot further than that.
Okay. I go into a little gap. Anything there?
You go in on Cracker?
Mm-hmm. No,
okay.
I don't. I go in on
Cracker. Okay. You fall in a pit.
Oh.
No, too late.
Okay.
You might want to mark there's a pit in that room. 10 foot. They use a star.
I use
the slide.
Okay.
You're stuck in pit. I could trap a spell.
Okay.
Then
I do
about the pit. Okay. So I'm about to stop. You have to wait for levitate to wear off.
Okay, but you can't
move forward with levitate spell.
Oh, I get on carpet.
Okay. How? It's up there.
Put carpet down, huh?
They say, okay. Buy Zinderhawk. That makes a long, fine one. And then they get above it. Say, buy Zinderhawk down. It comes down. You get on.
Okay. All right. We got out of that. We go into that room, the 50 by 40 room.
What 50 by 40 room?
The big old room that I found.
Oh, the Quetzal Coatl.
Okay, I go to the door to the left.
There's no other doors in this room.
I know, but there's a door that I came in.
The secret door.
No, the secret door.
That you have to find again. You can't find it.
I'm going to keep on looking.
Oh, I know you are. Where is my pen? You've been looking for an hour. Hawk says, God damn it, why didn't we fuck this over? We have a walking stick and a sword and all kinds of crap. Took you an hour and a half to find the door. Okay, you open the door.
We keep it open.
How?
No, we'll close it.
Hawk says, why didn't we just open it with the Nox spell?
Okay. We go out door to the left then.
You mean the west, east door?
Yeah.
Well, go to west.
The west door.
Okay.
Then we go south.
How far?
To the door.
Okay.
Then we go
Hawk goes, flies off and opens the door.
Then we go to east. Through the east
okay.
door. We go over 20 feet. To the south door.
Right.
And we go to the east door.
She hints at that. It's a funny room, it's shaped like a pencil.
Yeah, then we come down to the second east door.
Okay.
What is the shape of?
It'd be 30 foot to the south.
Mm-hmm.
Counting door.
Mm-hmm.
And 20 feet across.
And one 10 feet up?
Cool. Let me talk about.
What's in this room?
Good question. There's a keg of gold wine. It smells wonderful. That's about it. What's this room do? It'd be a den area.
You go to the east room.
Do you not drink any?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. You heal 3 hit points.
We drink some water.
How much?
No, we don't. We don't drink any water. We drink water. Okay, we go to the east room.
No, I guess age is hurt. Okay, give me an eraser. Is that why he's going to age for 50 years in about...
What?
In about, say, several hours, that would have hurt you badly. So we decided that aging is hurting. But if aged for 50 years...
No.
But see, aging and hurting so long.
We still need 50
years? Mm-hmm. No, it not have any effect on me. That's the way it be. Since it not age you, that will happen when you try to drink it, it disappears. That'd be the same thing that happened if you drink poison. Aunt says, in about 4 hours since we ate coconut, so we can wait a minute about that.
We go on
an
east trip.
Okay. You in 20 by 20 room. It'd be bedroom.
20 by 20 room?
Uh-huh. There'd be leaves all over bed.
We go to spell magic.
Okay. Nothing happened.
I go to detect magic.
There'd be magic. Leaves form into creature and attack you. It'll disappear.
That'd be it.
Mm-hmm. North to south. Okay. In eastern lower block.
Okay. I go through that.
Okay. You see where door is?
Mm-hmm.
Go 15 feet over to the east.
Is it facing the east? Is the door facing the east or south?
Door facing south.
Go 15 feet down.
No. Okay, you come through door to south. You go 15 feet to the east. I'm shaping room. Come down 30 feet. No, not. That's the basic idea, except room B bigger than 5. No. It should be 35 feet wide. Okay. And there'd be some statues in here. One statue, non-magical.
Okay. Door.
And there'd be leaves in here too.
I got gust of wind.
Okay, and they blow off this giant snake creep water.
Snake water. She has any water though.
And she got. feel compulsion to do anything she wants you to and resist it. And she jumps at you and bites you. Uh-huh. No.
Go through the door.
Door. See, just a second. Yeah, there'd be something in there. They've been remiss, because most dungeons, they include treasure type as treasure. This dungeon might do that. We've not been doing it.
That'd be the thing I need to work my
water. You don't know anymore. That was Magda. I'll tell you that much. But there are three types.
Oh, okay.
It might not have been it. Okay. There'd be... two pieces of jewelry. Not right room number, because that not matters. Mm-hmm. 3,000 copper. Mm-hmm. 2,000 electrum. There's not room for all of that in your bag.
What?
There's not room for all that. What? Okay. What'd you put in your bag? Just the jewelry? Okay. So what do you do now?
We go... where are the doors?
The door to the north, 10 feet from where the other one is.
Okay, we go
through
that.
20 by 20 room. So 20 feet up, 20 feet across, 20 feet down, 20 feet back.
Okay. Where's the door?
There isn't one.
This is
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought we heard that. So what do you do?
We go west in this room, nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, we look for secret door.
Where?
In this wall.
We can't see
the wall.
East wall. Okay. Check both 10 feet. Check both 10 feet. Yes. Find none.
Let's check them again.
Find none. Ah. Find none.
Okay. Check that little 5 foot space.
What 5 foot space? I see. You check. Well, you can check the whole 10-foot space. You have to. You can't just check clerk. Well, you can. I guess it would take 5 rounds. Find none.
Okay.
Find none.
Okay. Well, okay, we go down to the room with the statue.
What?
Okay.
Where you killed Magda? Magda yeah. Killed Stu.
Mm-hmm. We go up north, the door.
Right.
We go west.
Right.
We go up.
Right.
We go west.
Right.
We go all the way south.
Right.
We go through the door.
Right. What's in here? It's empty and it's 30 feet, including door.
Mm-hmm.
So 30, go from door, go 20 more to
down.
10, no, east.
Oh.
Not including door. Okay. Then go down 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Then put door in the middle of the second 10 feet to the east. That should go into the Naga room, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Then go back across 30 feet. Then go up 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Are there any more doors in the Naga room?
No. No, I checked that up too. They're way into that area.
Okay. What's in this room?
Nothing.
That's the only door? Into the Naga
room? The only other door.
Okay. We go into the Naga room.
Right.
We check the 15 foot space on the wall. Toward the east.
15 foot? You mean the left over the front?
Yeah, 30.
Okay. No secret doors. I'm marking this in fives. That not turn into sixes too well. But I figured that out.
Okay.
There are no secret doors in there.
I will check the 30 foot space to the south.
The 35 foot space.
Yeah, 35.
Okay, so that takes you 5 rooms. None.
Okay, we go up to the west into the empty room.
Okay, what do you do?
We're in the Naga room.
Okay, you gotta go up. Yeah.
Okay, and we go through that room and we go north.
Right.
Where that little corridor?
Yeah.
We're in the pencil.
See how much use mapping is?
Yeah, we're in the pencil.
Right.
Alright, then we go through the to the west.
Right.
How big is this?
Weird. Okay. This room is, okay, you see where door is.
Mm-hmm.
Go down 20 more feet to the south.
Okay.
Go across 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Go up 30 feet.
Okay, what's in here?
Okay, the door to the south. And first 10 feet to the east.
Okay, got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one here.
Okay. Twin sisters pinned to the western wall by silver chains.
Oh, what are those?
No, they're corporeal.
Okay.
So please let us free.
Silver. The silver chains. They're ghosts.
No, that you touch them, they're living flesh.
Yeah. Alright,
let
them go.
They'll turn into a werebridge or something like that.
Alright, we'll take the silver.
Alright, worth it then, though. It's silver, it's worth it. Yeah, you pick them up. Quite light silver. They only weigh about, 40 pounds of silver. You go quite a way towards filling up your thing. 15 pounds.
Okay.
50 or 40 pounds. 410 pieces.
Okay, anything else in this room?
You only have 1,000 left.
Okay.
No, you have left. You have 750 whole pieces to weigh left.
We go out the door to the south.
Right.
What's in this room? How big is it?
It's a corridor, and it's all wet. It's damp.
We go to spell magic.
Okay.
How long?
Okay. You have 50 feet along the northern wall.
Okay.
And you have 40 feet along the southern wall.
That's 50.
Okay, let's see what it does. And we do 3 until we sure. Okay, it doesn't root that good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But which one is the room you just got out of? That one. Then we're in this little one. 4. And this, these both turn corners.
Yeah, they're so. Yeah.
Okay.
40.
The eastern wall goes south 30 feet. And then goes west for 40 feet. And the other wall goes from where it stops, goes south 30 feet.
Yeah.
And then west 30 feet. Then we go back and put in two doors.
Comes to a dead end there?
No, it doesn't stop. That's as far as you can see. Okay. Now you come out door. The bedroom you were just in?
Yeah.
Okay, the door across the hall to the south.
Okay.
Move over 20 feet. Counting door you just opened. Counting, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Door.
Where?
Right there. Okay.
We go to the first door.
Okay. How do you do that?
How big is your room?
10 by 10.
Anything in here?
Two doors.
Where?
West, south.
Go to the south.
Okay, it'd be a sauna.
How big?
If you can't tell, it's obscured by steam.
Alright, we go gusto flame.
Still obscured by steam.
Somehow
it's still heated.
Spellman.
No longer heated. Big crab attacks. Disappears. Okay, now you can see it's a 20 by 20 room.
Alright.
One door to the east, west, the northern door, the northern half of the west wall.
Okay.
No magic.
No magic? Okay, we go up that one.
Okay. Humid beds of exotic plants.
How big is it?
20 by 30.
What's the little handle?
No. No, it has no handle. You know, it's their western door?
Yeah.
See, it's form of a room.
Should. Yeah. What's in that room? Plants?
Plants.
Go to still
match. Plants still there.
You
go to six? No. Then six goblins come out of pods at one point and attack you.
Okay. Are no longer any other doors in this room?
I think yet. But we find for sure. But you know of two already.
Yeah. We got to the north door.
Okay.
We go west.
Right.
Good.
Fallen pit. Okay.
Get out of pit. Okay. And we go south.
Okay. And then you come, there'll be 40 feet to south and 30 feet to... Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
30 feet to north.
30 feet to north or west?
North. Those look like Xerox. Oh, you already got that in. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, except for the location of the pit.
Oh, where's the pit?
The pit 10 feet further, south.
Okay.
No, 20, wait, we have mapping problems. Okay, it should go 50 feet to the west.
Mm-hmm.
Then, counting the last 10 feet, should go 40 feet to the south.
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, it's in the third square. Then it comes one more square.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes three more squares after that one more square.
Mm-hmm.
No. Then there's a wall 30 feet south.
A wall?
Well, yeah, a wall.
Okay. It goes 30 feet south?
Yeah. Then the wall turns 30 feet south.
Okay. Yeah.
And has a door in the middle 30, in the middle 20, in the middle of that. Okay, then on the north wall should run a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 squares.
Okay.
We do the rest of this at some later date.
Okay. Probably Friday. Do you play Friday?
Yeah. Okay. We can play Friday afternoon, but not Friday.
You can play Friday morning?
Oh, okay, I'm going to play Friday.